Well, well, well.
Indeed. Sorry for the lack of audio last week, everybody. Chat, it's all yours.
Well,
Okay.
well, well. Bye, bye, bye.
That's a
Well,
different,
well,
I
well.
think that's a different song.
The consequences have come home to roost. So, the well fucked off into the woods. You guys went into the home. You guys did some investigations in the room. You started in the bedroom and found a few things, and then you moved into the kind of living area proper, and you found a alchemy kit, and then you found some books, and none of us remember what books we said that we found last time.
And none of
So
us
we're
wrote it
just
down.
right.
We're gonna
So
draw again.
so we're just gonna draw again because fuck it, we're not re-listening to audio right now. So you found the book with a shadow rune on the front, a book with an earth rune on the front, and a book with a fire rune on the front.
Is Jeff
And
writing this down now?
yes, Shadow, Earth,
Okay.
Fire.
Okay. These books are you in this was something that we covered as well. They are kind of journals of alchemical trials, errors, and then successes to animate said element. Just looking through the notes
Shadow
and
elemental.
yes.
That's scary.
That'll go great on my
Yes.
sword.
You do not have all the stuff in this little alchemy kit here that you found to do these,
I have an
but
alchemy kit.
okay. But you do see that all the ingredients and instructions that one would need do appear to be kept in this, but it is going to take some time to parse out because this is a journal type of thing. Like this has all the successes, all the failures, all the good things, all the bad things. It is someone's life's work. Or maybe
Would I
several people's lives work.
would it be possible, since we are doing this whole, like, we were just at the beginning of the long rest after
Yes.
acquisition of all this stuff, would it be possible
Sure.
to like during that long rest to read a bit?
Absolutely. You could definitely read some of this. I mean, because you just need to get some sleep, and then the rest of the time you just have to be not like doing stuff, right? So
Yeah, well, I mean, if we each took watches, then I mean, I could spend mine watching and
Watching and reading, and yeah, I mean, you would definitely have.
I'm really just looking out for that fucking well.
Yeah, that's all you're looking out for?
That's the thing I am most concerned. Well, I'm concerned with two things: the well and those motherfuckers in the suits.
Those motherfuckers in the suits. Okay. You're not worried about any of the other competitors.
Well, maybe the group that was with us but then left us.
Yeah, I don't care
Yeah.
about them.
I don't think we need to worry about them. I believe deep down inside me that that's who we heard screaming.
Should feel any better. They're in a different place.
There's a lot of people in a different place right now.
We had a hand in that, didn't we?
Yes. Yes, you did.
I should feel bad.
Should you?
I mean, I don't, but I don't, maybe I
Okay.
should.
I mean, listen, I as I said off air, I'll say it again. Ray and you ruining what was supposed to be my
Oh,
big
yeah.
first Zoomer joke, I'm okay with. because this has turned out way better than I thought it would.
Did we really ruin the joke, though?
The joke as written? Yes, you ruined that.
But we made it into something immortal.
Yes, you made it something way better. But the joke about the horrors of homeownership, yes, that's dead.
I guess. We're still terrified of the ads.
Yes, but your home is not rampaging across the countryside killing people.
True, but the well...
It's a random well. Yes, well, the well is currently rampaging across the countryside murdering people. You're just not inside it while it's doing that. So, it is nighttime. Or it can be nighttime, I guess, if that's what you would like. The house is a home. Everything that you would expect to find in a small shack is here.
So effectively, we could each take one of these books and gather up the materials to do this and have a elemental bomb in our back pocket. Oh.
No.
And
you do not read elemental. You look at this and this does not make much sense to you.
But Jeff could.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Yes. This is a very specific thing.
Character names other than Grillmaster.
Yes.
Max and Grillmaster. Okay.
Yes. Max, Grillmaster, and Doug, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Douglas. Douglas Fears. 17-year-old master warlock.
Yes, Dougie Poo, if you're nasty.
Yes.
Yeah.
Grill master and maximum classes available.
Pretty much, yeah. Max DPS.
So, you have the night to kind of figure out how you want to handle things.
Yeah, I'll take a watch. I can't read this, so I'll leave it to whoever wants to.
Okay.
But yeah, I'll gladly take a watch and get back. Spell slots.
Okay. Are you guys, just as a point of clarification here, there is a fireplace in the living room side of the main room, and there is a stove over in the kitchen side of the main room. Are you lighting either of those? Are you preparing a meal?
If there's sufficient fuel for said devices,
could I mix something up that might maybe be a little less smoky? A little
like
less,
what?
I don't know. Could I potentially, if we can find some fuel, chemically treat it in such a way that it would burn, but maybe not burn quite as big?
Okay.
Unless it's like wet. Would it? Well, it shouldn't smoke too much.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Okay, so to be fair, in the stove in the kitchen, in the cooking apparatus, there is what appears to be charcoal, so that would be smoky. In the area here in the living room ish part of the residence, there is enough wood piled up. You could have a fire for the evening. It is pretty dry wood. That's not going to smoke as much, but if you were going to try and cook in the kitchen, good job to Jeff for deducing why I was bringing it up. The kitchen would be the smokier of the two.
Okay.
Honestly,
so,
that was not why I brought it up. I was just like, I've got this alchemy kit, and I'm just trying to find creative ways to use it.
And I was going to try and find creative ways for people to find you. So, yeah. You are fairly confident if you just use the fireplace in the living room. Probably don't have much to worry about. You know, it'll just look like any normal, you know, campfire type of thing. Maybe a little, you know, maybe some people care, maybe they don't. But you're fairly confident.
What is it? Is it cold out? Do we need to start a fire, or can we survive with just the cooking stove?
I mean,
well, the cooking stove is where the coal is.
Yes, the cooking stove is going to be the smokier of the two.
But can't we just take some wood and put it in there? It'll just take longer to get going, and it won't last as long.
I mean, you would probably want to get some of that charcoal out of there.
Well, yeah. If that was a concern of ours, making smoke.
I mean,
I don't want the well to come back.
I think we'll be able to hear it.
Yeah, I
think even if you're reading a book, I hope you'd be able to hear it coming.
Yeah, you.
And it wasn't particularly fast, right?
Correct. It was not particularly fast, and it also made great tremblings in the ground as it left.
I think we could. I think we could risk the smoke.
Yeah.
Anyone who's making camp out there is going to have smoke anyways.
Right. As far as, like, how hot is it? How cold is it? Things like that. Like, it'll be fall in Ohio at night.
So, okay. So high
30s, low 40s.
Yeah.
No precipitation. It was a clear sky as you guys fell through it.
It might get a little cold. We may want to whatever food we have is made for basically sleeping rough, so we can cook it on the fireplace. We don't need the stove.
Correct.
So let's go that route.
Okay.
Split the difference. We don't need to worry about the smoke per se, but we can still be warm and cook if we need.
Okay.
That sound logical?
Works for me.
There we go.
Okay. Yep, yep. Cool. So, I promise I'm not trying to fuck you guys. This is a low DC. Someone roll me a survival check to build a fire.
Let's just compare numbers. I got a +1 in survival, so I am not the best equipped for that.
I will say survival or nature.
I got 0 in nature.
Okay.
You and I are matching up, sir.
Okay.
I'm going to do any better. So.
How about one of us helps the other?
That's there you go. Ooh, you want to help me, or you help? I help you.
How about you? How about you help Doug, and I will offer words of encouragement through guidance.
Sure.
There we go. So rolling with advantage. Ooh. Hey, look at that. That's not bad. A 16 plus guidance puts it at a 19.
Hey, you build a gorgeous fucking fire.
Cool.
It is not too big. It is not too small. It looks like it will handle cooking food. It'll keep the chill out of the air inside here. Perfect.
It's like there were three people standing around cheering on a fire.
I know.
Yeah.
Isn't it awesome? So we got a fire. We can make something to eat, and then whoever is not on watch can crash out. Who was taking first watch? Is that you,
Jeff? I'll take one. I don't care which one.
It didn't have to be first, but I'll take one.
Okay, I'll go first.
Okay.
I mean, just give him the morning light to read.
Okay.
Make me a perception check, sir.
Okay, I am doing my best to watch out here, so that's going to suck. I am good at perception, so that's an 8.
It's an 8, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Hopefully I can hear a thunderstorm coming.
Yes. You would have to critically fail, I'll just tell you now, you would have to critically fail to not hear the well coming back.
Okay, so you got an 8. Okay. Ray?
Yeah.
Roll me a D10.
Oh, you filthy bastard.
Oh, that's a good roll. 2.
2. Yes,
I know that is a good roll. That's the roll you wanted me to have.
That is a very good roll. Thank you, sir. Over the course of your watch, nothing thunderous sounds. Looking out the window, you start to see some dots of smoke coming up through the treetops. You can kind of smell that, you know, that campfire vibe coming in through the window. It's not your fire. It sounds quieter than you would expect for being out in the middle of nowhere. Even though you're in a house, you're still effectively out in the middle of nowhere. Other than that, your watch, for all intents and purposes, goes uneventful.
Okay. I will go up and tap a grill master on the shoulder, say, "You're up, bud." And I will find a nice little corner in the living room here and crash out.
Cool. Grillmaster.
All right.
You are on watch, sir. We'll handle the rolls first. I guess, real quick, Ray, was there anything you wanted to do on watch, or are you just on watch?
Just on watch. Basically, taking that. Is it possible to make my watch the short rest so that I'm actually, I mean, is that?
A short rest on top of a long rest?
Well, just that way I go to bed fully updated and
That's fine. Okay.
Prepared in case something does happen tonight.
Sure.
So I just wanted to basically go on record. I got my stuff back now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Because we're about to have a fight, I'm sure, in my role.
That's what I'm trying to avoid going into a fight.
I'm absolutely telling you it's probably going to happen.
It's not a guarantee. I am not Evan Irwin.
I do not have, like, any bonuses, so.
What's your perception role?
It's a plus 0. It's a 3.
It's a 3. Okay. Wow. Okay. D, I need you to roll me 2d10.
Dose d10ers.
A 1 and a 10.
1 and a 10. Okay, so Ray rolled 2. And then you rolled 1, that's 3. And then 10, that is 13. Okay. Make me one more perception check.
Good sign. Oh, 4.
4. Okay. Okay. You hear some sounds in the woods. Doesn't sound anything, you know, out of the ordinary. It's just normal
wilderness sounds, but your watch is less quiet than...
Who the hell built this house in the middle of nowhere?
It's a good question.
Some stocked boomer.
Stocked it full of books. Life's work. Yeah, so...
Does it look like the stove is used to cook children?
No. No, it doesn't.
Okay.
That's a waste of a stove.
This house is the most boring looking place you've ever seen. The books don't feel out of place because it's not like they're the Necronomicon, but they are by far the most interesting thing in this house outside of the alchemy kit. But even someone not skilled in elemental ways could put together that alchemy kit plus books, probably a combo package. So, is there anything else you would like to do while on your watch, or are you sufficiently pleased with your progress?
Pleased with it, but that's all I got. So,
okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, you can head off back to bed and wake up Max.
Okay.
All right. I get to roll then, huh?
Well, so Max, let's handle something from earlier in the evening real quick that I didn't get a chance to handle.
Okay.
We'll say that over the course of dinner and then, you know, downtime before, like, you know, you went to bed, we'll say you had some time to start deciding how you were going to tackle this, maybe start doing a little light reading. Pick one of the books that you would like to have spent some time on earlier this evening.
I can't remember what the other guys are doing. I can't remember what the other guys do. That's okay.
The other guys?
Yeah. Well, because I don't know what's ultimately.
I'm a warlock. I speak common, infernal, and abyssal.
You know what? Let's start with fire.
With fire? Okay. Nice middle of the road DC you chose there, sir. We'll say give me. Oh, let's see. What's going to be a good stat for this? Because you are attempting to read. It is something that you would be skilled in. Are you proficient with Arcana?
No.
Are you proficient with History?
Oh, no.
What is your spellcasting modifier?
Intelligence.
Fantastic. Make me an intelligence check.
Oh, cool. I have no bonuses.
What? What? Okay.
He's got maximum levels, not stats.
I am a goblin rogue, and I'm min-maxed into damage, not smarts.
Okay.
Tried so hard to give him that. He just
wait, am I able to? Can I guide myself?
We'll say sure this first time.
11.
See how this goes. Okay. Okay. This is some dense material.
That combat you were talking about, D, is going to be when he summons a fire elemental and has no control over it.
This.
Yeah, it's dense, kind of like he is.
You're able to understand it, but this is, like, we'll say at your age, your proficiency level, you're like a high school kind of alchemist.
Okay.
In the first part of the book, you're like, yeah, no, I get this.
you're skimming through and you're like, yeah, this makes sense. Got it. And then there is a shift in tone. And it's not that you're not understanding it, but it is taking you more time than you thought it would to get through, now that we're talking about successes and failures of experiments that have been completed. This is reading like a college textbook.
Okay.
So we'll say get through. Oh, roll me a D6.
Six.
Okay. You get through six experiments worth of logs on what they were able to learn and whatnot through their, and this is like six total, so there's successes and failures in there on what worked, what didn't work in the practice of turning a moat of fire into a sentient creature.
Okay.
So, now we're back to your watch. And we'll say those six pages, you've probably, like, between what you're able to, like, breeze through, skim through, and then the six experiments that you were able to read about, you're about a third of the way through this kind of journal. So, what would you like to handle first? Would you like to read first? Or would you like to see how you're doing it, perceiving your watch first?
Let's see how I'm perceiving my watch.
Okay. Go ahead and make me a perception check.
Okay. 22.
22. Okay. Ooh, 22. Jesus Christ. That's.
There are things I'm good at.
Yeah, clearly. Make me a second perception check with advantage. You hear something. You're not sure what it is, but it sounds like it's inside the clearing.
Well, it looks like this was meant to be. I got 14s.
Okay.
On die, 17s. So I got a pair of 17s for whatever that's worth.
That's amazing. I love it. Do you have dark vision as a goblin?
Yes.
Yes. And it's grays. 60 feet?
Yes.
Okay.
I think it's shades of gray as well.
Yes. So you, I'm assuming, would try and slowly peek out of a window when you hear something like this? Is that a reasonable assumption?
I'm sorry?
Would you be trying to, like, peer out the window to see who is in your courtyard?
Yes.
Okay.
Sneakily.
Sneakily. Okay. You're able to pretty sneakily, because you're a small person, stick your head up a little bit over the bottom of the window and, you know, look out, and you see two figures slowly making their way across the clearing. Looks like they were not prepared for a giant hole in the ground. And what alerted you was they kind of slid and kind of tripped up around where a well used to be.
Oh.
Two figures. One is short, one is not. They are just kind of not like at the full edge of your dark vision, but they are They are more than halfway to the edge of your dark vision range.
Okay. And they don't, do they look familiar at all?
With a 17, kinda, yeah. The shapes look familiar. They're currently like not in the best position for you to make a positive ID, but you know, they do have more than a passing resemblance to two people that you were maybe previously connected with.
I suspected as much. Okay, then I guess
open fire.
I guess
for the record, they do not have weapons drawn or anything like that.
Well, that's they should have.
How far you said how far away?
They're probably 45, 50 feet.
I need to check the range on something. Sorry.
All good.
I didn't anticipate needing to. I didn't anticipate the range on this being a thing. Nope, that only goes 30 feet. Okay. Oh, I need to check the range on something else. That is also
how far into his watch is this?
Half hour.
Okay. About 30 feet away, head height. I'm going to make manifest between us and hope they see it. A little illusion. Just have it pop up in the air.
An illusion of what? Because if in the middle of the night you're trying to conjure the illusion of a black crow, that might be a little harder for them to see.
Does my pet sleep?
Your pet is like Fey, right?
Yeah.
No?
Okay, so it could be watch on watch as well.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, watching out for me, that's the only thing.
Yeah.
Can't roll worse than I can, so.
Well, just a hand waving.
Okay. Yeah, sure. Let's see how dummy one, dummy two do. So short dummy doesn't pay attention. He is still kind of, it's funny, for 5 or so feet as you've watched him, it was like a belly army crawl, and then he kind of got up and was like hunched over and kind of on the tips of his toes, balls of his feet, and his hands kind of like foreleg crawling. The slightly emo girl just has her arms crossed and is just slowly, methodically walking. You're fairly confident that the short dummy is the one who gave up their position. He is oblivious to the hand. She stops when the hand shows up and starts waving. Just okay. Dead in her tracks.
Instead of waving, I'll rotate it and have it beckon. Do the whole like finger beckoning thing.
Oh, okay.
Let's see if she catches what you're putting down. She understands. She speaks drow hand language.
Was she like just outside of your crossbow range?
She's just outside of the range of most of the shit that I can do, and I didn't want to leave the safety of the building.
Hey, drow, silent hand, language is a registered trademark of some other character. I mean,
I'm aware.
So you know.
But it's becoming popular with the young people.
It is a very popular way to communicate with the young adventurers, man.
Because the old folks, they don't get it.
They don't get it. It became a big thing around Asmos. Like, it is a popular thing.
Boomers just think we're ruining the spoken language.
Yep. Oh. Yep.
Chad.
Yes.
For what it's worth, when reading the book, would the spell comprehend languages make it easier to read them as well?
Not really.
Okay.
You're not struggling to understand the words. You're
the meaning.
Yeah. So, emo girl, you can see, even from where you are, like her whole body, just kind of like a big heavy sigh. Okay. And she starts following the hand and she turns around and smacks Dummy on the shoulder and kind of, you know, motions for him to follow.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting the idea that maybe they potentially knew each other, at least in passing, before all this happened.
And they were both younger, correct?
Correct. They are both Zoomers.
Sorry, I'm not there. I'm sleeping.
Yeah. They are both Zoomers. Now, she is only young from a, you know, I'm young for my elven race kind of thing. She is not your age in literal years.
Just hanging out with a weird ass like 49-year-old.
Yeah, she's probably, you know, 50-ish. But I mean, that's, you know, teenager for an elf.
Right, but
adolescence.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like I identify as a teenager.
Yeah, kind of. You think maybe, you know, now that you're piecing this together, maybe you're starting to understand why she's a little irritated.
You know. Yeah, it was definitely killer.
Maybe. So it takes about another 30 seconds for her to get Dum Dum to follow her to the house because he's insisting on trying to be stealthy, even though clearly the jig is up and you can see them. But they get to the house. Whisper yells, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Hey, it's so good to see you.
I see why she was hitting him.
Right?
Yeah. All right, well, sit down and shut up so we can all stay alive through the night.
Oh, hey, did you guys see the big stone thing?
Right. We made that thing. We'll tell you about it in the morning, but for now, shh, because we, again, want to live.
Oh, okay. Totally. Yep, I'm on it. At this point, Elven Girl touches him on the shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes to sleep.
Thank you.
Like sleep. She just nods. Are you going to converse with her, or are you just going to start reading your book? I will not be offended either way.
Who are you talking to?
Jeff.
Okay.
About how much longer do I have on watch?
You have about 3 to 3.5 hours ballpark.
I'm not going to do either. I'm going to sit.
Oh?
I'm going to sit and alternate between looking out the windows and just staring at her, but I'm not going to say a word.
Okay.
They did kind of abandon us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's the way to go. Okay. So we'll say that you do this for about 5 minutes. And after about 5 minutes, she is clearly agitated and kind of gives you the outstretched arms with the semi-indignant face that you would maybe read to be, what did you expect me to do?
Mm-hmm.
No words, though.
Okay. Interesting. Okay. I am content with writing it out until the rest of the party is awake.
Just staring at her and staring out the window?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And just making it as absolutely awkward as I can.
Okay. Okay. We're going to see.
Goblin's giving her side eye.
Yes. Yes.
I hate that.
This is going to be so great. I would like you to make a
douchebag roll.
So are you trying to, like, what is the purpose of this? Just to make her uncomfortable?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll go with intimidation or persuasion, your choice, since it's not an actual, like, intimidating thing.
All right, so early on, you let me make some crank.
Did I?
You did. I asked if I could make drugs with my alchemy kit. And,
oh, right, yes.
Like yes. The greatest person ever. You said, sure, I don't care.
Whatever.
Yeah, so I'm just going to maintain eye contact with her while doing bumps.
Uh-huh. You're smoking meth.
Okay.
It's more like Trailer Park Coke, but really, who cares?
Okay. Do you offer her any? Or do you just...
Yes, I will silently motion with my hand as an offering.
Okay.
But again, I'm not saying a word.
How many...
Has she ever heard you speak?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So, oh man, this is whoever ends up in this kind of situation.
We do
because I let my players do ridiculous things.
We reward you with a good time.
Yes. Yes, you do. So at first, she kind of shakes her head no.
Okay.
And then you keep.
Then I'll point at dummy.
Uh-huh.
And then I'll point back at the drugs. and then just shrug.
Okay.
Hoping that the message is clear.
Yes. She at that, she kind of in her now almost trademark sigh just kind of nods her head and she attempts to take some of your narcotics.
I love that you're struggling with what to call it.
I don't want to, like, I'm trying to be as PG-13 as possible for, you know, not that this point. Yeah.
It's not like I started off the night going, come on, Doug, it's time to cook.
Right. So, yeah, she'll take some.
Doug is a minor, by the way.
Doug is a minor.
Okay.
So
technically, so is Max.
Did we establish how good your pharmaceuticals were?
Yes, they were actually quite good. I rolled really well on that. Okay. I didn't make a lot, but what I made was good.
Well, that is a goddamn shame. Wow. If someone were rolling a constitution save in response to partaking in pharmaceuticals.
Uh-huh.
And we'll say the first constitution save, they failed. And then we'll say that a couple minutes later, they needed to take another, you know, make another constitution saving throw because of, you know, these things.
Uh-huh.
And they rolled a natural one.
Okay. I would say they're probably passed out. In the PG-13 world that you want this to be, I would say they pass out.
No, I'm okay with the consequences being harm. Just trying not to, like, you know... I'm trying not to run afoul of any terms of services here.
I mean, we don't need to be in, like, the Walter White watching a girl die in bed situation.
Okay, well.
It doesn't need to be that extreme.
Good.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, she, congratulations, you found a way to put an elf to sleep.
I heard it was possible.
You found it.
Excellent.
There's only one thing to do.
Put her in the oven.
Tie her hair in knots. And put a manticle around her right wrist and left ankle.
What the fuck? Why?
Then she can't chase after you.
Wow.
That's just how we do.
Apparently.
Fucking weird.
So,
dude, if you ever have to handcuff somebody, that's how you do it.
Yeah, okay.
If they can chase you, but you're going to be faster.
So, go ahead and make me another perception check. We'll say your watch has been eventful enough already that we need to make sure that, you know, nothing else is happening here.
18, 20, 21.
Yeah, sure. You got ears like a hawk. Nothing else is happening so far. All so right. you now have a dwarf
who
was put to sleep, an elf who is potentially ODing.
Fingers crossed.
Nothing is going on outside.
The dwarf, this is like his freaking bar mitzvah. I mean, they're immune to poison and stuff.
Yeah. So, what would you like to do now?
That is an excellent question. I was not prepared for this eventuality. Right. I mean, I guess wait for the guys.
Okay. Maybe one more perception check.
Sure.
We're leaving them here, right?
16.
Yeah, nothing else is going on. You don't. Well, here, hold on. Let's just make sure. There was something else out there. You rolled a 16?
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Nope. Yeah, so rest of your watch happens uneventfully. It is morning. The sun is out. The birds are chirping. The tank is clean.
Okay.
The tank is clean?
That's a joke from a movie that I'm probably the only one here that got, so it's okay.
Velocipaster?
No. Finding Nemo.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. So we all wake up refreshed, and what the fuck are those two people being?
Yep.
And we'll say after you guys wake up, you start to stir and come around. The dwarf, he starts to wake up a little.
Well, we're just going to put a stop to that.
He's a little groggy, but...
And when the guys wake up, it's a whole lot of, look who came back.
Yeah.
I'm going to, you know, there's other eyes for in here. I'm going to peek outside. What's the morning look like? Any sounds from the woods?
Make me a perception check.
11.
You start to hear, you know, songbirds singing. Trees rustling. Nothing sounds out of the ordinary.
Okay.
You do notice the sky is cloudy. It is not the...
That's never happened before.
Well, it's just...
I don't like the way you said that.
It's not the clear sky that you had yesterday.
Okay. It's going to be hard to see the announcements when the next tribute dies. That sucks.
It's going to be hard to see a lot of things with this cloud cover.
Is it extending down to the surface? I mean, are we talking like fog or?
It's just... not foggy. No, it's not foggy. It's just, it's cloudy.
Okay.
They are in the morning, you're looking at it and you're like, yeah, you know, that's going to be rain.
The outhouse is still out there, right?
Yeah. Outhouse is still there. It did not decide that it needed to fuck off into the woods as well.
I will excuse myself.
Uh-huh.
I will tell my imp to go ahead and stay invisible and,
okay,
you know, keep watch while I take care of business.
Okay.
That's good. However that long goes, however long that takes, and then go back in and see if everybody's awake.
Okay. Now that you are outside the house, make me another perception check.
Okay. If you're sure.
I'm sure.
5. I am rolling like shit. Hopefully it's saving all the good rolls for when my life depends on it.
Seems like a pretty normal morning with some cloud cover.
Any particular pattern to the sky, or perhaps anything missing, or
nope, nothing looks missing.
Strange coloration or anything. It's just dark. Cloudy. Nothing really raised my suspicion other than
nope.
Oh man, that weather girl don't know shit.
It is super gray. You are more than confident it's gonna rain today.
So you said it looks gray?
Yes.
So are colors missing, or are you just saying it's cloudy gray?
Cloudy gray. It's dark gray.
Okay, I'm just trying to read into any clues you're dropping.
Nope. No clues yet.
Yeah, it's going to rain. That sucks. Do we have a destination? We were trying to get to somewhere. I forget.
You were trying to head east.
We're just heading east because that was like our only direction to make any length of travel.
That was the direction that you determined you could do that from? Yes.
Okay. But was there something we were going to over there? Or was it just that's the direction we can go?
Faced with... mountainous terrain to the north and west, and a large body of water to the south, you determined east into the plains seemed like the best option.
Okay.
You're able to head out, do your morning constitutional. Everything comes out okay.
That's a relief. Yeah, I'll go in and tell them, share with everyone that it looks like we're gonna be in for some shit weather today.
Cool.
You may want to get moving before it starts, or do we want to see if it's on the lake soon and maybe wait it out here? I mean, I really don't want to go walking in the rain all day, but we're not really getting anything done other than being vulnerable in here.
That's true.
What does the grill master think?
I mean, we could sit here and fortify this and maybe set out a signal. Like, maybe try to lure people here. And home field advantage is kind of take them out. But
yeah, but it would take forever to get them to all come to us.
Well, theoretically, yeah. But I'm sure that alchemy kit can maybe make some fireworks.
What kind of scale are we talking here for the out of doors if we're just imagining what we can see? Like if everybody got spread around everywhere, do we expect to be able to walk all the way across this, you know, floor basically in a couple of days, couple of weeks?
It'd take you half a day to get from here to the plains that you saw as you were coming down the entrance.
How far had we traveled prior to this place? I don't think we got that. We went across the field and a little bit into the woods and fought the rock guys, right? And then
You essentially, we'll say you moved probably 100 feet and had your first combat, and then you kind of looked around and you probably moved 500-600 feet when you got into the combat with the rock guys. Well, I mean, I guess technically there was the old guys in the middle there too. You are probably about a mile away from where you started.
So not very far.
We're just having a fight every quarter mile.
Kind of, yeah.
Well, we kind of got paranoid with the rocks, and that actually panned out. We should have been paranoid. And we're trying to avoid fights because we know Murder Sickle here. Once we get in a fight, he's going to kill us all.
But do you know that?
We know that.
Right.
I know that.
Yes. So, it's probably been, you've been awake, we'll say, half hour or so.
Okay. And these people left us, but somehow ended up behind us.
Ish. They didn't detour to fight some rock guys either.
Well, they probably ran away from that thing when it came. I'm talking about the well thing. Sorry.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, you are.
They don't look like they fought with it.
They look pretty much the same way they did when they ran away. Remarkably unscathed. Unfucked with, so to speak.
All right. So you want to interrogate these guys? I say out loud because I don't know how I would communicate it otherwise. I looked to Grillmaster and Max. I'm like, do we care where they were?
That is a cool question.
I'll ask them where they were.
Okay. You're just going flat out. Are you going to wake her up or are you just going to ask?
Oh, I thought she was waking up.
She is, but she's not like, you know.
Well, I'll ask the dumb one and then I'll ask.
Well, while she doesn't have her faculties absolutely at hand, now we can interrogate her.
Yeah.
And maybe be ahead of her.
Potentially, yeah. Yeah, you could look at it that way. Sure. The dumb one starts piping up. They ran away because they didn't necessarily agree with the idea of killing the old man right off the rip like that. And then as they were trying to run away, they found that this kind of behavior was probably needed to survive the floor. They witnessed other groups just tearing into each other. And then those two groups, while they were fighting each other, were then ambushed by some of the guys that you know as the employees. And
the men in the suits.
Yes, and the men in the suits executed both teams.
Oh, that's awful. Is it safe to assume they know, the men in the suits probably know what's going on here better than we do, so sitting in one location probably not the safest?
Probably not. They do seem to have a better understanding of the lay of the land, so to speak. But there is a giant well stomping through the wilderness right now. I don't think the men in the suits had that on their boomer zoomer bingo card.
Yeah, they might be stuck with what, but happening,
yes,
was completely by, you know, chance. You know, we killed the rock guys, we took those rocks, we threw them in the well. That there's no way anyone could predict that was going to happen, so
correct,
that is definitely going to cause them problems. If we want to maximize on that chaos, we can't afford to worry about getting wet,
correct.
Just an opinion.
Makes sense.
Yeah, you're fairly confident that the shenanigans that have been displayed with the rocks were not something planned.
So our fuck up might be a semi-beneficial thing to us.
Yes, probably.
Well, more than better. We've already wasted enough time. I mean, unless someone's out there putting the finishing touches on well and good, we should probably get moving as fast as possible. Do we need to watch ourselves around you two?
Oh, we're just trying to survive.
I mean, we're just trying to, you know, get out of here. And we were told at the beginning that the boomers are the enemy.
Sure.
So that you said the two groups that were fighting, was that a Boomer versus Zoomer, or are we talking like two of the same?
No, it was two groups of Zoomers.
two groups of Zoomers turning against each other.
Yeah, yeah.
And then a third group showed up that were what?
Not Boomers.
So and Zoomers showed up and tried to take advantage of them eating their own tails.
No, it was a group of demons.
Oh, the demons showed up and put a stop to Zoomer violence.
Yes.
Or Boomer violence.
Zoomer violence was stopped by executing every last motherfucking one of you.
Okay. So we just need to stay focused and, you know, make sure we're fighting the right team.
Something.
First, sure.
There does seem to be
beyond that, just avoid them, demon dudes.
Yes, there seems to be some rules. You guys have gotten bits and pieces of the rules so far?
Yeah, we haven't really attacked another Zoomer group, have we?
No, you have not. You attacked a Boomer group, and then you found another.
We kind of fell upon another Boomer group, but then cannibalized them once it was over.
You attacked the Demon group, then you fell on a Boomer group. Someone in your party was told, don't help them, so you killed the Boomer group. And the demon people that were there. Then you fought the rock people, and now you're here.
So the demon people have always just been in the way. It isn't like we're hunting them up. When we see them, they attack us, right? The first group attacked us.
The first group attacked you. The second group was in combat with the Boomers when you found them.
Okay. So they might prey on anybody.
Correct. They may prey on anybody. They may also, you know, step in and stop things that shouldn't be happening.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I get what needs to happen.
You've got time. Bookman, because I know that you've been, you know, wanting to do things in a specific way while other people have been talking and chatting, have you been paying attention or have you been reading?
I'm less interested in reading now that I've got a strong idea that these are likely textbooks.
Okay.
So half and half.
Okay. Gotcha.
So you read some of the fire one?
Yes.
So it's only a matter of time till you burst into flames. Okay. Understood. Cool. Cursed book. Yeah.
Well, I mean, he did get through a handful of lessons on how this person was able to succeed and fail at creating a sentient mote of fire.
Okay. Is she awake? Is she?
She's awake.
You eaten? I mean, are we ready to? Anyone else ready to go?
They're very.
Guy's still looking gray.
Guy still looks gray.
I mean, we know which way is east because we came in here when the sun was showing.
Correct.
Now the sky's overcast. It's going to be harder to maintain the correct heading once the storm hits and we're in maybe the woods or something. Potential to go in circles. So I looked at the grill master and I'm like, so maybe we need to keep some extra eyes out to keep us headed in the right direction. Just referring to, you know, impies.
Okay.
The emo elf kind of steps forward and says, did nobody bring a compass?
I don't have a compass. That's an expensive piece of equipment, isn't it?
Maybe a little, but
I don't own one, so.
Okay. Well, I mean, if we want to go east, she kind of opens up her pack and pulls it out. It's a larger compass. It is not like, you know, some super scout compass.
I don't see a compass in the list of items you could buy.
Yeah. There's
compass or lodestone.
Yeah. This is a hand sized saucer.
Well, that'll help.
Yeah. It does, you know, require some patience.
While everybody's getting their stuff together, I'm going to try to impede either Max or Grillmaster to hang back so I can have a second with them in the cabin alone while everyone else gets outside.
Okay.
I don't know who it is or if it's both of them or whichever. Maybe we want to split these two up in the marching order so that they're not behind more than one of us.
Okay.
I'm not entirely sure about them. They may be spooked after what they saw, but they weren't too pleased with what we did either. So, and just because they look familiar doesn't mean they are who they say they are.
Man, Ray is not putting any trust in me today.
Nope.
This is hilarious. I love it.
I know your shit, man. I taught you your shit.
You developed a meth addict right from like 12 hours in.
Yeah. Jitters, man.
Okay.
Well, meth addiction.
No, I mean, seriously, just maybe, you know, I trust the two of them. These two are, you know, they've shown to not be totally on, you know, team Grillmaster Max, Doug.
Okay. Yes. Not going to get any complaint from the DM.
Just so come out like we weren't conspiring against everybody and start heading to the right direction. Make sure I think we should start a healthy fire in the stove.
Okay.
Get that smoke rolling.
Okay.
As we leave.
Interesting.
Let anybody waste their time coming this way.
Sure.
And if they're ahead of us, maybe they'll be coming at us.
Okay.
Any objections?
None.
No, that sounds reasonable.
All right. Yeah, stoke that thing up real good. Make sure it's got a lot, extra charcoal in it so it burns a good bit. And, you know, put a couple logs on the fire to boot and just let it burn. I'm not burning the cabin down, just, you know, put up smoke signal kind of thing.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, it shouldn't be too hard to do. I'd imagine that you guys were able to keep the fire going through your watches last night. It's not.
Yeah, it would. I would imagine it's burning already. It's just a matter of kind of feeling it up so it'll keep going for a couple hours after we're gone.
Okay, that seems reasonable. Okay.
And I will send my imp up. above us, but like 10 feet, you know, behind me.
Okay.
10 feet up and 10 feet back.
Okay.
Just to keep an eye on things. And with the connection pack to the chain stuff, he can talk to me and mentally and let me know anything he sees curious. Okay. And I will let Grill Master know where I have deployed mine. So if he wants to do something else. And with instructions to watch out for Grill Master Max myself.
Okay. Okay.
I'm not trying to be devious to these people, but I'm not going to trust them 100% till evidence is shown to trust them.
Yeah. You trust them like 10% right now.
I know. It's actually in the negative somewhere, but
I fucking love this.
But demons coming to kill me if I actually attack them, I'm willing to hold off.
I love the fact that in just a few hours, I've been able to make you completely paranoid about...
I'm not paranoid. I'm just playing your game, man. I'm
what they want you to think.
Yeah.
And it's not paranoia when they're out to get you.
Yeah. That's true. That's not true. Paranoia when you're right.
Birds are real.
Well,
flat Earth.
You guys have started to...
It kills me that Sam's character is all about flat Earth, Jeff.
That is, yeah.
You guys have exited the cabin. You guys have grouped together outside.
Yep.
You've stoked a fire.
I'm going to, as we start to walk across the field towards the woods, I'll just kind of like pop a question, like, anybody good at, you know, this trekking through the woods stuff? I, myself, not the best. But if it gets dark, I can. My eyes would be better, but it's not really... It's in that in-between. It's not dark, but it's not light.
Yeah.
So it's really no advantage.
Yeah. Stumpy, he has a fair bit of practical knowledge. Yes, practical knowledge in these situations. A lot of times.
Sounds great. Lead the way, and I'll just take up position right behind him.
Okay. With no real complaints, emo girl falls in right behind you.
I will kind of a in a not a whisper, but low voice. Are we going to move stealthily, or are we taking our time, or are we just trying to get as much distance before the rain? I'm kind of asking my group, but also these two. They were most recently out there. They might know what kind of groups are out there. And I actually say that. I go, you guys know the most about where people were last night. You're the only ones that found the house, so I don't think they're close, but we kind of put up that signal, so we want to...
Surprisingly, after we witnessed the two groups participate in mass suicide by demon, we really didn't see a whole lot of other people.
So let's do a quick tally. We got us three.
Yep.
Zoomer.
Yep.
So three Zoomers. And then you guys are Zoomers. Uh-huh. We've seen at least two boomers.
One boomer group is dead.
One boomer group got devoured and then we finished it off.
Yep.
And then they saw two zoomer groups of how many people?
Looked like a group of three and a group of four.
Unless, and they're all gone.
They're all gone.
So there's got to be some boomer groups out there that we haven't accounted or come across, at least.
Correct.
Because if that was 12 of us total, five, right? 12 of us, we've only accounted for two boomers. And just guessing that they're equal.
They were fairly equal.
There's 10 more boomers out there. And, then, you know, by their account, experienced adventurers. Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh. So, and again, I'm, low voice. Yeah. Uh-huh. Just kind of putting this out there, kind of working through my thoughts out loud for anyone to either contest or refute my assumptions.
Are they going away if somebody dies, or are they just staying there?
You didn't see any bodies going away in anything that you've witnessed dead so far.
They've just been walking away from piles of bodies.
I mean,
every quarter mile.
I mean,
one pile of bodies were rock guys, which, we're not even factoring in the boomer zoomer thing. There's other creatures out here and an unknown number of demons.
Yeah.
Of which, how many of those will be killed?
Demons?
Five? Yeah.
Three? At least five. Potentially. Okay. So you guys killed three. Four. And you're assuming that the strike group that was hitting the boomers, it was not just one.
Yeah.
But you didn't go into the woods to check. You just know the one that you offed along the way.
Yeah.
So.
And they can put as many of themselves out here as they want.
Correct.
So not, fair play, whatever. They don't have to match numbers for that.
Nope.
Assuming not everybody got a decent night's sleep and isn't as cautious as we've been. We've only traveled, what'd you say, half a mile, a mile?
Yeah, you're about a mile. You're heading into your second mile as you guys walk and talk.
So are we still taking the vote on whether we're doing this quiet or not?
I've been whispering the whole time and waiting for someone to say shut up or here's pass without a trace or whatever.
My vote is that we try and be sneaky until it looks like the storm is going to be problematic.
Okay.
Fine. So we need some group stealthing.
Yeah, go ahead and make me a group stealth check, please.
Stealth. That is not good. Good, because I rolled shitty. 11.
Natural 20.
Nice.
For a total of 28.
That is a number.
Okay.
This is a thing I'm actually really good at.
I got plus 6, but I rolled really shitty.
I got a 7. It's on a 19, and it just tipped over.
Okay. So what was your number again, Ray? I'm sorry.
11.
11. Ooh, you guys.
I imagine the dwarf has disadvantage too, right?
Wasn't
he in armor?
No.
Oh.
No. He's fairly unarmored.
Oh, he was a monk, right?
No. He's not a monk. He's a barbarian. The giant great axe.
Oh.
Right.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So you guys, Ray, bravo on the 11.
Can't help but sense a bit of sarcasm there.
Well, no, because we had two successes, two failures, and then an 11.
It's the hanging chad of the past fail roll.
Correct. Okay. Correct. So we'll call that a group success.
Skin of the teeth, folks.
By the skin of the teeth.
Is that just because of the natural 20?
Yes.
Okay. Well, yeah, that counts as two successes.
Yeah. So, because...
Wait, two successes, two failures.
So
I guess... What did the girl get? Yeah.
Yeah, no, so... Girl and Stumpy both failed.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
And Dylan got a 7.
So that's 3. So it's 3-3, but Ty's okay. Going, yeah, Ty's going in favor of the party. So
I get you. Sorry.
Yeah. So yeah, you by the skin of your teeth,
we managed not to step on all the twigs around.
Correct. But you do notice that, you know, as you're trekking deeper into the woods, Stumpy has decided to make himself a path as he's walking. So it's just one-handed. He's just kind of swinging the axe like you would a machete back okay. and forth.
On that note, I say we let him get 15, 20 feet ahead.
Okay.
Let him clear his path. Try to advise him to maybe be as stealthy as he would want to be. But I don't think we all need to be in his back pocket if he's going to be, you know.
Yeah, I mean,
a bunch of noise.
He's essentially decided that the best way to get through this forest is to just
cut it down.
Yes,
straight line.
Unless it's a giant tree, then he's not going to try and, you know, chop down a giant tree. But yeah. You know. As close to a straight line as possible here.
Very reasonable of him, yeah. Okay.
So yeah, you make a mention to maybe give him the space to swing his axe a little freely, but potentially a little stealthy.
I look at her and I'm like, is there any working with this guy?
She just kind of shrugs and just kind of, you know, very...
I look at her and I go, you don't almost, choose who you love, right?
She just kind of cocks her head to the side a little bit.
I assume there are a couple. What other explanation is there?
Congratulations, sir.
What?
I had not made any overt comments about that, but you were able to deduce it.
Okay.
The body language made it obvious.
Oh, yeah.
Almost like, you know, a married couple and what the fuck are you going to do?
Yeah.
So, yeah. She even, you know.
So we know they're loyal to each other.
She is okay with giving him some space to swing the axe a little more free.
Mm-hmm.
She does not try and, you know, stick too close.
And what kind of profession class was she alluding to when we...
Some sort of, like, I like the undead kind of cleric is kind of the vibe you were getting.
Okay.
You do notice she does not have the friend that she made yesterday.
Well, that would have been a sacrificial lamb for any kind of encounter, yeah.
Correct. But yeah, she was kind of leaning into a Queen of the Dead vibe.
Okay.
He is very much just your standard
sharpen the hammers.
Blunt the axes.
Yeah.
Kill some stuff, then kick their asses.
That's right. I'm not saying that I modeled this character after him, but...
that's all I can see now. So
I'm not saying I didn't either, so...
All right. Yeah, give him some space.
Yep.
If he's going like that, I assume he's probably moving a little faster.
No, he's I mean, it's not like he's trying to be loud. He's trying to be quiet, but, you know, he's also decided that, you know.
But if we're not contesting with the undergrowth, he can maybe pick up the pace a bit.
Right.
That's
right.
All. Okay.
Yeah.
So just be, I'm going to send, on that note, I'll look to Grillmaster and just give him a sign like I'm sending eyes ahead.
Uh-huh.
All so right. I am going to put the imp 30 or 60 feet ahead of us.
Mm-hmm.
So I can still communicate with it, but it's far enough that anything that gets wise to our barbarian hopefully gets notice.
Okay. Okay. We'll say that you guys are able to travel pretty unmolested. Nothing really, you don't hear anything, you don't see anything, the imps don't do anything. You guys are able to probably go 2-3 hours making
what's that, 1.7 miles per hour or something like that.
No, you're probably, I don't know, probably 2.5 miles an hour. I mean, it's not okay. Like you're, you know.
So you make about 6 miles?
Yeah. Yeah, you guys making good progress. Everything seems to be going pretty well. And
we just missed like 2 dozen encounters.
Sweet.
No.
we're just going to get them all at once.
One every quarter mile, I figure.
Sure. Those encounters still happen, just not with you guys.
Well, that's good enough.
Yeah, I mean...
Well, the object of this, as we were told when we entered, was to live through it, not kill as many people as possible, right?
Correct. This is not like...
This isn't Quake. This is Survivor.
Yes, and this is not like... It's not like get to the end of this and it's over. This was very much billed as...
Get through this gate.
Yes, step one.
And we have milked step one for all it's worth.
Yes, you have. That's okay, though. It's been fun. At least for me. So, you guys are now... you know, you realize you guys have been traveling for a little bit. It's now starting to... you can hear the rain. The portion of the woods that you are currently in... You're not feeling a ton of rain make it through the canopy.
Okay, that's some of benefit. We're still getting wet.
Yeah, I mean, it's very humid. It's not very warm. It's probably in the low 50s. This is not the most enjoyable travel that you've ever done. But you're getting there. As you get through that first couple of hours, you're looking around. Stumpy here is kind of starting to slow down a little bit, a little fatigued.
Okay, maybe we find a shady spot, or at least a
maybe just
some
you
place
know.
we can make some kind of canopy or some kind of any just, kind of shelter or what to
yeah just some place to wet my whistle and maybe not swing this thing for, you know, 10-15 minutes.
Sure.
But as you look backwards, you see he's carved a damn impressive trail.
Yeah, nice breadcrumbs he laid there.
I mean, it is something that could be a problem, or, you know, it could be a way for you guys to get back to your new home.
Oh, we're just going to live here now?
I mean, that's up to you.
A home with no running water? Yeah, sure.
Hey, it ran that way.
Yeah, it did.
It did. I was hoping somebody would jump on that. Yeah. This is definitely running water, just maybe not, you know.
Just ran away.
Yeah. So you guys stop, you take a break. I'm assuming you're going to continue to have the imps.
Yeah, I'll just have it do a low perimeter kind of, like, you know, 20 feet off the ground, just 60 feet radius. Just give us a nice look-see.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, the same thing out there. A bit of an overlap, but off to the, you know, further off to the other side.
Okay.
Yeah, we can be, you know, 3 and 9 o'clock, just kind of doing a circle.
Bookman, you don't have a familiar, right?
Yeah.
Sorry, I had muted myself. No, I do have a familiar, but it's not one that flies.
Okay. That's right. That's right. Okay.
I've got a poisonous snake.
Right. So yeah, you guys are taking a breather. You got the imps out there. You're being as alert as possible while you're stopped here. I need everybody to make me a perception check.
Oh. Nice. Dirty 20.
Okay.
Dirty 20.
Okay.
4.
An 18.
Oh. 18. Hey. Just missed it by that much.
I'll take it compared to the 4s I usually were rolling.
Yeah, this is the best roll I've had all night. Rolled a 17. So, yeah.
Pretty awesome. You guys start to hear some sounds coming up this cut trail behind you.
Okay. The shady spot we took to rest here. Uh-huh. Is it off that path? I mean, I assume it's ahead of where he ended, but did we just stop 10 feet ahead of that, or did we find something off to the side?
I don't know. What did you do?
Well, I that's what I asked. Can we find a shady spot or what?
Yeah.
I never explored that before. This. I'm sorry. I mean,
once we notice that there's something coming up behind us, I would be moving off into the brush to try and take up a flanking position. And
okay.
Ready that hand crossbow.
Yeah, I'll immediately send the imp with its... Oh, where is it? Where's its movement? A 40-foot flight speed that direction, and as always, invisible.
Okay. Everybody's getting off the road?
And I
yeah.
I did not say this, but it was imperative that it happened. I did re-up the poison on my weapons.
Mm-hmm.
As we had discussed.
Yep. Okay. So the girl slides off the path with you guys. The dwarf looks at you guys and he says, "Hey, I've got a plan." And he goes out in the middle of the.
You
the
cup. Get him, Hannibal.
He goes out in the middle of the cut path and he kind of like rests the head of the axe on the ground, kind of holding it, you know, the bottom of it with his left hand. And he just kind of like, as if on command, does his best ragdoll fall down. Okay. He is laying there dead prone. Not moving in the middle of the path.
This group coming up, is my imp seen them yet?
Make
the only thing I want to know is Zoomer or Boomer.
Make a perception check.
Guidance?
I don't know that I'm close enough to you to do that.
Okay. I got a 12.
Okay. They are just starting to, like, they were visible to your imp, but they're just now at a point where, like, it's detailed.
Mm-hmm.
looks to be two Boomers.
I will.
They look share. Like they've seen some shit recently.
Like they are recently out of battle or just suffering from the weather?
Recently done with the combat.
Do they look unwell?
Boomers, of course they are.
They look closer to death than you do.
Well, we're fresh.
Well, they always do. So.
They do have hit point. Yeah, I will share. I will share two Boomers.
Two and Boomers.
Point, the direction.
Okay.
I go. They're gonna. What's the dwarf's name? We've walked all this way. Surely somebody has told us a name by now.
Stumpy.
Stumpy?
Stumpy.
Thumpy.
No, Stumpy.
That's what I said.
Okay. Like a tree stump.
Stumpy, and what's her name? Humpy?
That is not a name that you've been able to get out of her yet.
Oh, okay.
I mean, to be fair, she said approximately 12 total sentences to you.
I will look at her, and I assume you got eyes on him.
She nods.
Can you find cover?
She ducks back behind the tree.
Okay. Good plan. And I a little ways off from her, do the same. You know, maybe
okay.
10, 15 feet away from her, find a sizable tree to tuck behind. I would like, if not line of sight on the approaching group, but at least line of sight on the dwarf.
Okay.
How thick is the underbrush?
Like off to the sides of the cut path?
Yeah.
Imagine, have you ever gone hiking in Mohican?
Yeah.
Okay. And you get off the path.
You've told me everything I need to know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Off on the opposite side of the path, past Stumpy.
Yep.
In the weeds. I'll have to position myself to make this happen. I'm going to drop. Because I read about this. This bit of trickery. I'm going to drop a mage hand on the ground.
Okay. I'm curious now.
I like it.
Okay. Mage hand is on the ground.
Do I see you do this?
I don't know. Do I need to make a stealth roll? Because I am attempting to be hidden in bushes.
Let's see.
Hand be invisible or no?
You would have seen. No, the hand is not invisible. It's okay. I don't have that many levels in any class.
Right. So we'll say.
I mean, I just. Basically, do I know this as a tactic? I also have Mage Hand. I can add to this skullduggery if you wish. Well,
I don't know if you would know this tactic. Like, I am legitimately going off of having read Payday's journal.
I was
as a thing that exists in world.
Yeah, I was getting ready to do a minor illusion. So, yeah.
I mean, no, you wouldn't. I'd say you get a setup. You heard them. You know they're coming. You're prepping ahead of time. You could get it cast before they get into range.
What would canonically in world a boomer love to see at this point in their current state? Maybe like a lemonade stand or a
liniment.
Liniment, yeah.
Probably, you know, some sort of food, water, refreshments, maybe, you know, an herbal.
I will make minor illusion just a kind of pecking at the path just beyond the dwarf, like closer to the people coming. Wild turkey.
Ooh.
Just kind of like pecking at the, just moseying along the path, pecking at the stuff that got churned up.
Okay.
Basically, an easy meal if you can.
Yeah.
Get on it quick enough.
So is this before they would encounter said dwarf?
Yes. Just a few feet away from him. I go, just keep down. You know, just
okay.
Let him maintain his ruse, but
yeah, okay.
Maybe they see that and they don't see him, and he can spring on them. Either way,
and or my intention is that if they get close and start investigating him, to run the mage hand through the underbrush.
Uh-huh.
Awesome.
Yeah. Okay. So you guys have time to get all set up. Is there any prep work you need to do, Grillmaster?
Not that I can think of, no.
Okay. They come into your sight. They see the illusion. They totally think... Well, the first guy does, okay. The
My DC is 14, if that matters.
Yeah, they're rolling with disadvantage. Oh, so okay. They did not sleep. They have not
eaten. And I just put Thanksgiving dinner in front of them.
Yes. They 100% think that this is a bird. This is dinner. They stop, they pause. And you see one of them point at more at the dwarf instead of the bird. Okay. And you hear the other one say, clearly he's dead, or he would have gotten that bird.
Loud enough for us to hear?
Yes.
Nice.
Yes. All pretenses of stealth are gone. I didn't even give him a chance to perceive you guys.
I'll run the bird around, like presenting its back to them, still pecking at whatever.
Okay.
And I'm going to be as noisily as possible shuffling the hand through the brush off to the side.
The rest of the flock is over there.
Okay.
Or
okay.
Something.
Yeah.
See how they... Ooh, okay. That guy. Okay. The one guy... 100% thinking everything is good. The other guy is a little concerned by the noise, thinking maybe they're going to have to, you know, he is prepping for a fight coming out of the woods. Maybe that's a good thing. Maybe that's what you wanted.
And this is opposite direction of you, Jeff?
Yeah, it's as close to 30 feet away as I can make it.
Okay.
Enough to give you your... Stealthy. Okay, cool.
So guy with his guy whose attention is on the forest, the underbrush, so to speak, draws a beautiful bow off of his back. This thing is fucking gorgeous.
Cursed.
I'd say it's cursed, but it is definitely cursed. Is definitely a really nice bow.
The other guy, who is getting ready to pounce on the bird, draws two short swords, vaguely scimitar looking. Go ahead.
May I cast another spell?
This will be your last chance to cast a spell before we roll initiative.
Fantastic. I would like to cast Druidcraft.
Okay.
They should be within 30 feet at this point.
Yes, absolutely.
And they're like right up on each other, yeah?
They're shoulder to shoulder.
Perfect. So within that space, just the odor of skunk. Just
that's awesome.
Just the they blast, are just the blast of skunk stank.
They are whoa, what the fuck? And I think we'll roll initiative when we get back next time.
I love it.
Yeah.
So we got
killing audio.
Jerky.